Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, I want to talk about this because when most of us picture a person who has been a heart or stroke patient, rightly or wrongly, we usually picture someone much older who's maybe not in the best shape or health. And I don't think many of us would picture a 22-year-old doing a gym session. Well, that's exactly what happened to my next guest, Megan. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Thank you for popping into the studio to tell us about your life.
Yes. Thank you.
Can I start with your love life?
Yes.
Because you told me off air and it's a lovely little story. You're originally from Boston.
I am, yeah.
You were here on holiday.
Yes.
That right?
Yep.
And then you met your lovely now fiancé, or am I allowed to say that, who's sitting outside in a pub.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened after that? You did the long distance
thing. Yeah, we did long distance trips back and forth for a few years. And then COVID happened, so we hadn't seen each other in, I think it was 10 months. So we went from not seeing each other, and I was like, right, I'm moving in. And I moved here 3 years ago, and yeah, we just got engaged in August, so
congrats.
I'm here to stay.
You are here to stay. Good on you. Well, it's great to have you in. Now, listen, tell us what happened to you. You were 22, so we're talking 10 years ago, right?
Yep.
You were doing a gym session.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah, so I was doing the gym session, and all of a sudden I just noticed my left side starting to go weak. My first kind of gut reaction was, I thought I was passing out, and I was like, this is so embarrassing, like I'm so unfit. I need to get out of here before I like pass out in front of all these people. And then, you know, it was my left arm, so I was like, am I having a heart attack? And then I started to walk down the hallway. Things kept falling out of my arm. I kept bending over to pick them up, and it wasn't registering that my arm wasn't working. And then one of the times I went to bend over, I couldn't get back up. My leg had gone. So I was leaned up against the wall, and that's when my face started to droop. And that's when I was like, okay, I think I'm having a stroke.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And did you know the symptoms of a stroke?
So it's really funny. Like, you know, the FAST posters. So facial droop, arm weakness, speech, and then time to call in America, 911, 999 here. But I think they were kind of ingrained in my head just from maybe repeated exposure, because as soon as my face started to droop, like I just instinctively connected that to stroke. So I had definitely seen the FAST poster, whether it was around college or around work. I'm not sure. I can't like pinpoint it to like a single point in time when I learned it, but I definitely knew it.
Megan,
that
must have been terrifying. You realize you're having a stroke.
Yeah.
So what happens next? Do you call to someone? Can you, like, what did you do?
Yeah,
you must have been
terrified. Thankfully, it was like a Monday evening at 6 o'clock, plenty of people in the gym. So someone came, they got help, they called an ambulance. They brought me to the local hospital, and, you know, all the while in the ambulance in the hospital, they're telling me, oh, you're probably just having like a really complex migraine. And I was like, I'm 22, I'm having a stroke, and this isn't supposed to happen. But, you know, because of my age and my seemingly good health, they didn't think it could be a stroke. So it was a lot of like self-advocacy, even in that moment, to be like, there is something bigger happening here.
Mm-hmm. Well, fair play to you for being so vocal and saying this. And no, something else has happened. So when you get to the hospital, what are the doctors saying is the cause? Do they give you any?
So they did loads and loads of testing. They ended up med-flighting me into Boston to a bigger hospital, where I was in ICU for a few days, loads of testing. They couldn't pinpoint a cause. What they ended up saying in the end was kind of like a perfect storm. So kind of a mix of things. Like, I was dehydrated on the day. I had taken a cold medicine. Like, my heart rate was elevated because I was in the gym. But there was, like, I didn't have any underlying, like, health indicators, if that makes sense.
It's not a hereditary thing. It's not in your family. So okay,
no.
So they really can't find the cause.
No, still to this day they can't find the cause. So I just got really unlucky.
Some luck. You had a tough time in the days and weeks after it, didn't you? So what was that like?
Yeah, so like I totally lost use of my left side. So in the days immediately after, I couldn't even sit up on my own. I had to kind of be propped up by pillows. I couldn't walk. So I had to learn how to walk again, which was a very humbling experience when you're 22.
Wow.
You know, my mom had to help me when even when I got home a month later, my mom had to help me with washing and getting dressed and everything. And, you know, it was just a really long road of lots of intensive therapy and
mentally,
everything.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you're not getting the answers that you want. And then you have to go into an intense recovery.
Yeah.
I would say it's not common for 22-year-olds to have a stroke, right?
No. I mean, it's not super common. I don't know the facts and figures off the top of my head, but I mean, I've met more people my own age than you would like. In that moment, I thought I was the only one this could be happening to, but there's actually, it's more common than you would think.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. 10 years on, have you any lasting effects from the stroke?
I do, yeah. So, you know, I'm back. I'm walking. I'm in the gym every day, which is great. So I'm in a little gym in Dingle called D Movement. It's fab. And the girls there are so good to me. So, you know, they modify all my exercises as mm-hmm. I need to because my left arm and hand doesn't fully work. So, you know, that means like around the house, things get a little bit tricky. and thankfully, Garoud here is an angel and he helps me with so much. And, you know, when I was back at home in my early days of recovery, I had dad driving me to therapy multiple days a week and all of that. And my brothers, you know, coming home from college to see me and everything. So
We have the stats here. Sorry, it's just been sent in to me. 10 to 50% of stroke victims are under the age of 50.
Wow.
That's a lot.
See? And it's like, I mean, it's tricky, right? Because you don't want it happening to more people, but like knowing you're not alone is kind of nice too.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It makes complete sense.
But like it also breaks my heart. I mean, I still to this day, like maybe a few times a year, I get messages from people I maybe knew from school or growing up of, you know, a sister or a cousin or so-and-so. Like it's more common than you would think once you start talking about it.
It's important to know the signs.
It
you,
is,
at a
yeah.
As a 22-year-old in that gym when it was happening, you knew what was happening to you. Thank God for that. And you recently became an Irish Heart Foundation patient champion.
I did, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so this is a new program by the Irish Heart Foundation. So there's 12 of us patient champions. And the connective tissue, I suppose, between us all is we're all heart and stroke patients, passionate about advocacy. So we're kind of working together for changes needed in cardiac and stroke care within Ireland.
Okay. Well, that is amazing stuff. And where can people find out more?
Yeah, so you can go to irishheart.ie and there's more information there and videos of some of our stories and things like that.
Well, you have a gorgeous story and still more to come from you because you're getting married this month next year.
Yeah, yesterday, well, a year from yesterday.
A year from yesterday.
364 days now.
Oh, it goes so quickly.
He's sweating up there.
Oh, he's making his sign of the cross there. He's blessing his eyes. Oh, it's going to go very quickly for Garoud. Well, listen, congratulations on your recent engagement.
Yeah,
thank you for making us more aware of this because it needs to be said. Megan, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us this morning. Megan O'Brien, an Irish Heart Foundation patient champion, sharing her story of when she suffered a stroke at only 22 years of age and how she's helping other people who've gone through something similar become an Irish Heart Foundation patient champion. If you want more info, go to irishheart.ie and we'll be back with more after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.